Уважаемая госпожа председатель,
Distinguished Chair, colleagues, I would like to focus on some important aspects that are relevant today, which characterize the issue of ensuring consumer protection for financial services and improving financial education and literacy in the Russian Federation. With regard to the issue of consumer protection of financial services, Russia has been observing this for quite a long time. With regard to the competences for ensuring consumer protection in this sphere, we have certain specific bodies. We have the Federal Service for Consumer Protection, and I am representing this. We also have the Central Bank, which is the general regulator of activity when it comes to the financial market. And since 2019, we have an Institute of the Financial Ombudsman, which carries out work on a pre-trial basis and also looks at the issue of dispute settlement for all participants in the financial services. These could be microfinancial organizations, insurance organizations, banking organizations. So if you look at the general issue, what is most important for consumers is the question linked to unlawful practices and actions when it compared to the laws that we have in the country. So we also look at organizations that are not taking into account the consent of consumers and other such actions. With regard to the security of financial services, unfortunately, what remains topical is the issue regarding fraud. In some cases, this involves banking cards and also the theft of personal data, which is often leads to significant fraud cases. We need to look at the issue of information and the violation of the rights to information of consumers and the misuse of such data for fraudulent practices. But regarding the general situation of these services, of course, consumers can carry out financial or use financial services quite quickly and comfortably. And this is taking place on a practical basis. Regarding combating these unlawful practices, the Russian Federation is looking at this as a priority. And since the 1st of September of this year, there has been an amendment to the law on consumer protection. And these amendments were adopted on the 1st of May of this year. And the law has therefore been strengthened. So those who violate consumer law are held more accountable. And regarding the protection of consumers, what we are looking at is modifying actions, because what we are observing are new unlawful actions that are taking place on the market. And what is important is to react to this in a timely fashion. So the law also looks at the importance of privacy when it comes to data. This is a very topical issue. And this is very important when such rights are not protected under certain normative documents. So we need to ensure that actions do not violate these consumer protection laws. And therefore, we really hope that the story, that the issues linked to a violation of private data will reduce because of the actions that we have taken and that we can avoid this in future. I would also like to mention the different bodies that we have that are working in this area. For example, we have a body where consumers can submit complaints. So regarding these structures, in 2021, we observed a reduction in the general number of complaints against banking organizations and credit organizations, but there was a growth against insurance organizations and microfinancial organizations when it comes to such complaints. And given that recently we're observing a significant boom in terms of unqualified financial investors appearing on the market, these are often physical entities, well, they are stepping up their activity. So we are continuing a discussion about how protecting qualified, of how we can ensure the qualification of such staff who appear on the financial markets. And we're also continuing these discussions regularly, and we're actively participating in this. We cooperate with the financial ombudsman organizations that develop best practices. And generally, disputes are resolved in around 16 days on average. This is a very important factor because we need to react to these situations in a timely manner. And now regarding financial literacy, well, this takes place as part of the relevant strategic documents that we have within the Russian Federation. We have approved a strategy for financial literacy from 2017 to 2023. Last year, the issue of financial literacy was a part of the strategy for financial markets up to the year 2023. We have updated the review of measures within the roadmap for financial literacy and also clarified the circumstances for when it comes to pensions and tax and budgets and also digitalization.
One minute.
Okay.
All of these issues are being supported quite significantly by the government, and they are actively being implemented through all institutes and through all possible means, including through educational organizations at all educational levels, which particularly focuses on socially vulnerable categories. I would like to focus on one issue which in my view is very important as a conclusion. Financial services, to a greater degree, well, their users are looking at technically complex goods, technically complex devices. For example, smartphones are being used more and more for this. And what we see is that there may be a problem regarding the priorities, regarding the mobile applications that consumers use to access these financial services. So this kind of use is taking place in line with agreements between consumers and the financial service. But it's quite a narrow sphere of work. So this may be an interesting topic for UNCTAD as well. Perhaps we can develop some kind